In 1994, Dr. Yekta Uzunoglu, a Kurdish businessman living in the Czech Republic, was accused of torture, kidnapping, 3 counts of attempted murder, and robbery. His accuser was a Turkish national living in the Czech Republic under a dual identity. This man is suspected of having been a double agent, working for the KGB and the Turkish Secret Service, and perhaps even for the Czechoslovak STB. Dr. Uzunoglu was arrested by Czech police and held in jail for 2.5 years, while the case against him was under investigation. Then, in 1996, he was released, with no explanation for the entire incident and no apology. It has been 12 years since the case began, and Dr. Uzunoglu remains in the Czech Republic, now back in court and determined to have his name officially cleared.
I never thought that a country which was always like my second home, a country for which I never hesitated risking my own existence in the 1970s, all of a sudden, overnight, would become like hell for me.
Dr. Uzunoglu may sound relatively calm, but what he has experienced in the past 12 years is unnerving, and the situation reflects badly on the Czech judicial system. So much so that since 1996, the Czech Helsinki Committee has been drawing attention to Mr. Uzunoglu's case. Several other prominent human rights organizations in the Czech Republic have also come to the defense of Mr. Uzunoglu. John Bock, the director of Shalamon, explains what his organization is about and how Shalamon works.
Even Shalamon, our group, works because when all falls down, only those who are doing it like a voluntarist and not doing it like for their ambitions or anything else, they perhaps can help. It's not that we know how it will finish because we have no powers, no connections. Only it's something like, if you know what it was once, which was a committee for defending innocent people, so I could call the Shalamon the group which is following the same way or same accent. Only it looks it's not political, because before 1989, the VONS was accented for people who were discriminalized and discriminated for the political reasons. Now it looks like it's not political, which is not clear true, because even I think Mr. Uzunoglu is a clear political case, even it looks in first moment like an economy.
Yekta Uzunoglu's relationship to Czechoslovakia goes back to 1972, when he arrived in Prague and studied at Charles University. In 1976, he organized other fellow Kurdish students in Prague to protest against the Czechoslovak government's friendly policy towards Iraq and Saddam Hussein. When Uzunoglu graduated from the medical faculty in 1979, the communist regime did not extend his residency permit, and he went to work in France. When the revolution broke out in late 1989, Yekta Uzunoglu returned to Prague to join his old friends from dissident circles. Life was good and successful. A business, publications, including Kurdish translations of the Czech author Karel Čapek, and in 1994 a book, Economic Perspectives of the Czech Republic, among whose co-authors was also today's president Václav Klaus. Then Mr. Uzunoglu's world turned upside down. He was arrested and spent the next 31 months in jail. While we were sitting in Prague's Café Louvre sifting through the many pages of legal protocol surrounding the case, John Bock told me Dr. Uzunoglu's story and why he has stayed in the Czech Republic to clear his name.
It's an amazing story where even I'm used to a lot of things, because Mr. Uzunoglu's case even is so dreadful and unbelievable. It's not nothing unbelievable for us, because we follow dozens of same cases of Czech people, criminalizing them for different reasons. And it shows that our police is very dangerous. We believe that very high percent of the Czech police themselves produce a crime.
Now, I understand that Mr. Uzunoglu actually attained German citizenship during the time he was in jail here in the Czech Republic. He could have, of course, once he was released after 2.5 years in jail, he could have picked up and moved to Germany. He didn't do that. He's still here. What is his goal now?
First of all, he left the country, only he's still here. It means he can go and partly he runs his business in Germany, and he have a German citizenship, because Germans, which is very nice, and it proves also that they did trust him. The Germans brought him the citizenship to the prison. which Czech Republic should do, because they did do a lot for this country also. Mr. Uzunoglu did want to open the case for two reasons. To show his innocent, because if they did stop it, it don't show if it's innocent. It could say, okay, so there is some business or corruption. Second thing is that he want to even open the question and point out how dangerous is Czech police, how big power and influence it have, how, what kind of people are harming this country and justice of this country. So it's, he's doing this for this country, in this side, it's much more for us important than for him. That he will clean his name, that's okay. Only the second thing is so important in justifying our country. Thank God for Mr. Zunoglu. I think he's a very, very strong person, and I could even call him a hero.
Dr. Uzunoglu's case has also caught the attention of other prominent politicians, including former Senate Chairman Petr Pidhart and Senator Jaromír Štětina, who have both expressed public support for Mr. Uzunoglu. Mr. Štětina explains his view on the case's larger meaning for Czech society.
What has been happening here with Mr. Uzunoglu for practically the last 12 years is a great atrocity that represents the connection of mafia powers with some elements of our police force. Unfortunately, the police force is very discredited, and the fact that after so many years our justice system has still not corrected the situation after the police provided false evidence in this case is shameful. It is also shameful that Mr. Uzunoglu was held in a cell for 31 months, even though none of the absurd accusations against him were proven or properly documented.
When I asked Senator Štětina whether he believes Dr. Uzunoglu can expect a formal apology from the Czech state and its judicial organs, he was skeptical.
I don't have great faith in the matter, because the indifference to this situation is very strong here, and what's happening in our country only floats to the surface in such cases as Mr. Uzunoglu's. It's not the only case when someone has been wrongfully jailed in the Czech Republic. I know about a whole series of such cases, and recently I've been assisting in the case of Mr. Sabiev, a political refugee from Chechnya, who has not been found guilty of anything in a court of law, but has been in the Pankrač jail since April 2005.
As Jekta Uzunoglu continues his battle in the Czech court system, there is surprisingly little attention being paid to his case in the national media. Senator Jaromír Štětina is a former journalist himself, having gained acclaim for his reporting from Chechnya during the war. Mr. Štětina offers his view of the Czech media's hands-off approach regarding Mr. Uzunoglu's case.
I don't think journalists are disinterested. The case is extremely interesting, but no one wants to burn their fingers. To start digging around in a case so complicated, and a case that's 12 years old, this requires real guts, especially from a journalist. He has to take risks, investigate the case, and only then can there be results. I think that the support of the media could play a key role in pushing this case along.
As for Dr. Uzunoglu himself, he will be back in court on March the 23rd, hoping that a Czech judge will finally clear his name.